welcome each and every one of you to the Quidditch World Cup. Let the match begin.
Well, it is the game in the wizarding world of Harry Potter, and what fan of the bespeckled young boy hasn't wanted to play a spirited game of Quidditch? Racing around on broomsticks, chasing the golden snitch, scoring goals for Gryffindor, or maybe if you're more darkly inclined, for Slytherin. But of course, real Quidditch, or I guess I should say Harry Potter's Quidditch, involves flying.
Okay, but the real Quidditch has a different thing, because even though they aren't able to fly around on broomsticks, some college athletes and Potter fans have turned Quidditch into a serious college sport, running around with broomsticks, seriously, between their legs.
And human golden snitches. Now, 10 Quidditch teams from across the country faced off this Saturday at the Boston Cannons Champions Series Tournament. And Radio Boston's Amory Sievertson was there to capture the magic.
My name is Alex Benepi, and I'm the founder of the International Quidditch Association and its commissioner. The sport of Quidditch was adapted from the Harry Potter books by my friend Xander Mansell in 2005. We were both freshmen at Middlebury College in Vermont, and we wanted to come up with something fun to do on the weekends, so we decided to try and play real-life Quidditch. This was 30 kids with towels and playing with garbage cans in a field behind their dorm, and now this is being played by 500 universities worldwide.
Hello, my name is Allison Jane Gillette. I'm the president of Emerson College Quidditch, and I am also the gameplay director for the International Quidditch Association's World Cup 2013. Quidditch is played on an elliptical field, and there are three hoops on either side of the field, which just look like pipes stuck into the ground with hula hoops attached on top. Each team has 7 players, and there are 4 different positions. Each team has 3 chasers. They play with a quaffle, which looks like a volleyball. They pass it back and forth and score between the hoops, so they're kind of like basketball players, and every time they score, it's 10 points.
Hi, I'm Susan Smeaton, and I'm from New Hampshire, and I'm here for my daughter, Madeline, who is playing for Emerson College. When I first heard she was playing Quidditch, I thought it was a joke. But now I realize it's a real sport.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Who are we?
The Knights of St. Nee.
What do we demand?
A strawberry.
What do we demand?
A victory.
Nee, 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 nee. 1, 2, 3.
Nee.
My name is Emily Douglas. I am 8 years old. And my favorite thing about Quidditch is that it involves so many sports, and it's just amazing that they hold the ball in one hand and they balance it in their hand and then just throw it in the hoop. And you're like, oh my goodness, how do they do that? I am so going to want to play Quidditch when I'm older. I can't wait to play it. I am just so excited. I play at my house. We have hoops and we have balls and we have brooms that we got for Christmas. We just love it so much.
I'm so excited.
It's coming down to a pull.
This game?
I saw it.
It's double OT.
I was watching.
Hi, I'm Kate Amuso. I play for Villanova University. I'm watching the championship game right now between Villanova and Emerson University. I got hurt the last game, so I'm sitting out watching it. Quidditch can actually be quite violent. It's kind of like a tag rugby dodgeball hybrid. So, I mean, there's contact, full contact sport, no pads, so it's a risk, but it's a lot of fun, too.
My name is Kedzie Teller. I am a senior at BU, and I'm the captain for the Boston University tournament squad. We have a variety of people, from the people who are athletes, competitors, and want to go out there, you know, be the best in the country, and then you have the people who are just living out their literary dreams because they love Harry Potter, you know? Originally, I actually came to BU for track. I was recruited there to run. But, you know, we always talk about the sense of community in the Quidditch world, and I said to my team after we actually lost in an upset, I said to them, fighting back tears, I said, I felt ostracized for my 1 year on the track team, but I felt like I found a family with BU Quidditch.
And Emerson College, living the literary dream. They took home the title, winning the Boston Cannons Champion Series tournament on Saturday. Find out more about real-life Quidditch at RadioBoston.org.
And that's it from us Muggles today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from TheAngle@Boston.com. All Things Considered is next. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.